The Good Things by Padfoot the Grim, rated G. Pairing, Jason Markham, Nathan Stackhouse, Radix Zelenka, John O'Neill, a.k.a. Jack O'Neill's clone, and barely their references to John Shepard, Rodney McKay. Disclaimer, if I owned Stargate Atlantis, Goose would be real. Author's notes, I'm not sorry for Goose. No, not at all. Goose came about because of Stargate Mafia, as did the four-way love fest of John O'Neill, Jack's clone, Radic, Jason Markham, and Nate Stackhouse. I am sorry for breaking all the rules of writing. All the rules. I am also, a little, sorry for dear Foxy Lady underscore Ed, who must in turn read this story out loud. I love you, darling, and I promise the next one will be normal. Well, as normal as we can get. Extra added reader's notes. Yes, I have to read a fic that is written almost completely in a dog's point of view. I apologize for the ridiculous Goose voice. Now, Padfoot the Grim has a certain voice in her head for Goose's voice, and that's the voice of Gurr from Invader Zim. I cannot do a Gurr voice. The following file is the result of me trying my best, which doesn't turn out very well. So, yeah, sorry about that. You'll just have to forget everything I just said about Gurr and Deal. I'm sorry. Really, really sorry. I love you too, Padfoot. So, I'm not really asleep, but I'm not quite awake either. There's a good dream in my head, and I'm chasing a little eye bug friend, but I can hear my daddy's talking. Normally, I'd wake up and try to figure out what exactly they're trying to say, but little eye bug friend is running again, so I gotta chase, chase, chase. Nate, look. Goose is dreaming again. John O'Neill grinned, pointing to where the little white Jack Russell mix pup was sleeping. Nate glanced up from where he was snuggled between Jason and Radic. I love it when he does that. Look at his little paws twitching. Ever wonder what he thinks about? Jason asked. Radic shrugged. Sometimes I think we are better off not knowing, however. Why? John leaned forward, curious. Because I believe Goose's mind would drive us all insane, Radic chuckled. Oh yeah, that's probably true. The pup is kinda all over the place. I wake up later, all my daddies are in bed, and I have to pee. Daddy one, I'm jumping onto the bed, and I think I stepped on Daddy four because he's growling now. Daddy four talks funny, not like my other daddies, but they can understand him. I still can't. Bouncing up onto his chest, I lick his face in apology. Daddy four, I gotta pee. Please, let's go out. Daddy two? Daddy 2 is asleep between Daddy 4 and Daddy 1, but Daddy 3 is on the other side of Daddy 1, and no matter what I do, none of them will wake up, and I still have to pee. There's a spot in the living room, right by the door. That's my inside potty place. Well, it is to me. My daddies don't like it, and they yell a lot, but I can't hold it. The next morning, there's yelling while I happily eat the breakfast Daddy One left on the coffee table. Nom, 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 nom. Crispy strips of meat. But then the yelling changes tone, and I can hear chattering and chittering and clicking. Little eyebug friend is here, and he's in Daddy Four's pants on the floor. Goose, no! Daddy Two yells, but I'm already after my friend, and we're playing. Damn it. It's on his neck again. Jason groaned, looking down at their dog and the erratus bug currently hugging Goose's neck. I'm just glad he's no longer in pants, Radic growled, yanking on a fresh pair of trousers as he speaks. After playing with little eyebug friend, I left him attached to happy turtle friend before running out the door after my daddies. They go places every day, and it's all so interesting, and I want to see sharing friend, and yelling friend, and rope head friend, and shiny head friend, and stick friend, and chat friend. I'll explain. Yelling friend called him Chet, so I call him chat friend. There, I've explained. Today, I follow Daddy 1 and Daddy 2 to the food place. Sharing friend is, and yelling friend are there, and I leave my daddies in the food line and go over to see what sharing friend has for me today.
he gives me a tasty thing, then another tasty thing, before Daddy Two sits down across the table. You're not giving him people food, are you, Shepherd? Markham questioned. Remember what happened the last time? You weren't the one that had to clean up after him. But you will be this time, Stackhouse promised. I'll make sure of that. Aw, come on, Stackhouse. Look at him. He's so cute and hungry. Sharon Friend pleads. You did not see him eat all of my breakfast this morning. Daddy One growls. He is not hungry. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I jump up and put my paws on Sharon Friend's knee. Please give me the food. Those bread things are good. Sharon Friend scratches my ears and I pant happily at him. He's so cute, though. Sharon Friend rumbles, and Daddy Two rolls his eyes. I tried to do that once after seeing my daddy's doing it. I fell over. He's cute, and he knows it, Shepherd. That doesn't mean he needs anything. Sharon Friend pouted, but as soon as my daddies were looking away, he slipped me part of his bread thing. I love Sharon Friend. Daddy One and Daddy Two head for the flying pod things after the food place. There's interesting smells all along the halls, and I pause where someone spilled coffee. But then I hurried to catch up to my daddies. I like the flying pod things. They remind me of the seed pod thing that fell out of the tree once. I ate it. The first time my daddies took me up in the flying pod thing, I made my own food. But Daddy Two wouldn't let me eat it. The second time I went up in the flying pod thing, I made my own food again. Daddy Two still wouldn't let me eat it. Now they don't take me in the flying pod thing very often, which makes me sad. Flying pod thing is fun, and we always do interesting things like visit Stick Friend's smell-alikes. Oh! I could visit Stick Friend. Maybe Ropehead Friend is there, too. I leave my daddies behind, and I trot down the halls, my toes clicking on the floors. Sure enough, as soon as I'm at the stick room, I can hear two people hitting their sticks together. I don't really understand this room. And Stick Friend gets mad at me when I try to chase the sticks. But that's what sticks are for, isn't it? They're for fetching and chewing. But Stick Friend doesn't think so, and I've learned not to mess with Stick Friend. Rope-haired Friend is there, too. I run up and bark at them, because if I don't, they don't see me, and I get stepped on. I've learned this. Hey, little fella. Rope-hair Friend rumbles, and I jump up when he holds his arms out. He catches me and tucks me under his arms. I used to scramble up and grab his rope hair, but I learned that is not something to play tug-of-war with. Rope-hair Friend does not like it when I play tug-of-war with his rope hair. The first time I did it, he yelled and dropped me. But I was holding on to his rope hair, and I didn't fall. He yelled a lot, and his giant hands grabbed me and made me stop. Stick Friend and Rope Hair Friend play with me for a while, but I'm wondering where my little eye bug friend went and what Sharon Friend and Yelling Friend are doing. So after a time, I trot away. Rope Hair Friend said something as I'm leaving, but I'm already out the door. I'm up for a game of chase, so I head down to where Yelling Friend usually hangs out. I think I'm not supposed to be in the rooms that Yelling Friend stays in during the day, but Yelling Friend plays chase with me, so I always go in anyway. Today is no different. I sneak in between all the feet and find Yelling Friend. He always smells like Sharon Friend, and that makes me happy. They're friends like my daddies are friends. So I jump up on to Yelling Friend's lap, and he yells, and the chase is on. I'm between people's legs and under tables and around large metal things, and Yelling Friend is after me. Radic, get your dog out of here. He's going to mess up the experiments. Yelling Friend shouts, Goose, die forth here. I bark at him from my current hiding place, but then Yelling Friend's face is there, peering under the metal thing, and I yip and run away again. Yelling Friend is so much fun. For the last time, Radic, your dog cannot come in here. If he's in here again, I will... Aw, come on, Rodney. The pup's fine.
He's not hurting anything. Sheriff Fred is in the doorway, and he's laughing at us. I give him my best doggy grin, and I rush under the table. Sheriff Friend comes into the room and pulls Yelling Friend into his arms, like my daddies do. He's fine. He almost broke the... Yelling Friend starts, but Sheriff Friend shakes his head. But he didn't. He's cool, Rodney. Yelling Friend huffs, but he lets Sheriff Friend keep a hold of him. I pant happily and come out of my hiding place. Daddy Four is waiting for me. What do you think you are doing? He asks me. He asks me as he scoops me up. I lick his face and he laughs. I like making Daddy Four laugh, so I lick him again and again. His glasses feel funny on my tongue, and he puts me down so he can clean him. Where's Nate and Jason? He asks me, and I pant up at him. I think they went flying today. Sharing Friend answers. Daddy Four hums. He looks back down at me. Well, we cannot have you running around by yourself, pup. Come on. He walks toward the door and snaps his fingers, so I follow him. Yelling Friend glares at me as I pass by, and I give him my best doggy grin. We go looking for Daddy Three and find him in the giant disc room. I love me some frisbee discs, but the one in this room is bigger than the flying pod things, and it reminds me a little of a flushing toilet. So the water comes out of you at first. The first time I ever saw it, I peed. I was so scared. Shunnyhead Friend took me back to his glass box after that and fed me little bits of his dinner until my puddle was cleaned up and my daddies were found. I think Shunnyhead Friend really likes me. He talks funny at me, kind of high-pitched, and it makes me happy and excited. He keeps little squeaky toys and things for you to play with in his glass box. Daddy Three is standing with Chet Friend and Shunnyhead Friend when Daddy Four and I arrive. John, you'll have to watch Goose for a while. Jason and Nate are out, and I am working experiments with Rodney. Goose, are you getting into trouble again? Daddy Three asks me, and I wag my tail at him. Daddy Three is a lot of fun. He takes me for walks and throws things for me to fetch, and he even took me out on a boat once. I had to learn not to chase the water, though, because I would fall out of the boat. Daddy Three had to fish me out of the salty water a few times, but I don't chase the waves anymore now. I believe if he sneaks into the labs one more time, Rodney may have stroke. Daddy Four tells Daddy Three. Mr. O'Neill is helping Chuck with something right now. Shunnyhead Friend speaks up. But I could always take him for a bit. Would you mind, Mr. Woolsey? Daddy Four asks, and Shunnyhead Friend bends over and picks me up. I wiggle happily and lick his face. Of course not. Goose reminds me of my bell. Shunnyhead Friend chuckles. Turning his face away from me, I set it on his ear, my tongue going as deep as possible until Shunnyhead Friend laughs and holds me out at arm's length. That's quite enough of that, Goose. Daddy Three laughs. Yeah, watch out. He seems to have a thing for earwax or something these days. He kind of goes through phases. I think some of his toys are still in my office. He'll be well entertained until it's time to go. Shunnyhead Friend assures my daddies. Once you are finished for the day, I'm sure he'll be ready to come home. Thank you, Mr. Woolsey. Daddy Four says. He leans close and rubs my ears. Be good, Goose. I'm always good. I pant at Daddy Four happily, and he smiles and turns and leaves. Shunnyhead Friend magically has Happy Turtle Friend in his glass box. And I set about playing until I have to go out. Shunnyhead Friend is pretty busy with his work, and I'm almost to where I can't hold it anymore before he finally looks up. Aw, do you have to go potty? He asks me. I hear the word potty, and I spin in circles by the door of Shunnyhead Friend's glass box. Gotta go, Shunnyhead Friend, I gotta! Now the only thing about Shiny Head Friend that I'm not that fond of is that he makes me wear a leash when we go out somewhere. I pull out the leash the whole way, eager to get to my potty place on the pier. But Shiny Head Friend does not rush. He apparently does not understand how badly I have to poop. Somehow we make it. And after I hurriedly do my business, Shiny Head Friend uses the water snake my daddy's had hooked up to spray my evidence into the salty water below. I want to chase the water snake, but Shiny Head Friend still has me on that leash. As we walk back up the pier, a flying pod thing passes over us. I bark at it. How can I resist? I bark and bark, and the pod thing does a slow loop and passes over us again. I'm nearly successful in yanking the leash out of Shiny Head Friend's hand and my rush to chase. Daddy 1 and Daddy 2 are waiting in the giant disc room when Shiny Head Friend and I get back. I missed them! Shiny Head Friend still has me on that leash, but I jump and jump and jump, and finally he lets me go. Hi, Goose. Daddy 1 bends down and catches me as I hurtle toward him. Daddy 1, Daddy 2, I missed you. I forgot you were gone, but now you're back and I missed you so much. I follow them to the food room for lunch and wonder just what we'll do this afternoon. My daddies like to stop whatever it is they do and come out on the pier with me and throw frisbees or just lay around in the sun while I chase the birds. That would be fun. The day is always full of endless possibilities, and I can't wait to see what happens. The end. Post reader's notes. Please forgive all the mistakes in this story. It is extremely hard to read a story in a goofy voice in a dog's point of view. Not to mention, I might be just a little less than sober. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed reading it. I think this is about the 100th time that I've actually read it. And this is the fewest mistakes I have ever made. Thank you.